Psalm 20, a psalm of David. The Lord will answer you on the day of straitness. The name of the God of Jacob will set you on high. He will send you help from the sanctuary, and he will support you from Zion. He will remember all your meal offerings and regard your burnt offering as fat, Selah. He will give to you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your ambitions. Let us shout for joy in your salvation and set up a banner in the name of our God. The Lord will fulfill all your requests. Now I know that the Lord saves his Messiah. He will answer him from his holy heavens by the mighty acts of salvation of his right hand. Some bring chariots to remembrance and others horses, but we the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall down, but we arise and are kept firmly upright. O Lord, save. The King will answer us on the day when we call. To the choir master. Psalm 21, a psalm of David. O Lord, the King will take pleasure in your strength, and how greatly he shall rejoice in your salvation. You have given him his heart's desire, and you have not withheld the request of his lips. Selah. For you have gone in front of him with blessings of goodness. You have put a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life. You gave him it, length of days, age long and in perpetuity. His glory is great through your salvation. You bestow majesty and splendor on him. For you have appointed him everlasting blessings. You have gladdened him with happiness at your presence. For the King trusts in the Lord, and through kindness of the Most High he shall not falter. Your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will discover those who hate you. You will appoint them a fiery furnace at the time of your presence. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and fire will consume them. You will eliminate their fruit from the earth, and their seed from among the sons of Adam. For they have tendered you wickedness, they have devised machinations, but they will not prevail. For you have appointed them to flight, with your bowstring you aim at their face. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength. Let us sing, and sing psalms of your might. To the choir master at Aijaleth Shahar. Psalm 22, a psalm of David. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you far from my salvation at my roaring words? O God of mine, I call by day, but you do not answer, and at night, but I have no quietness. But you are holy, you who dwell in the places of praise of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you rescued them. They cried out to you, and they were delivered. They trusted in you, and were not ashamed. But I am a worm, and not a man, the reproach of men, and despised by the people. All those who see me mock me. They open their lips, they shake their head, and say, He relied on the Lord, that he would rescue him. Let him save him, if he has pleasure in him. For you brought me out of the womb. From my mother's belly you caused me to trust in my mother's breasts. I was cast on you from the womb. From my mother's belly you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for adversity is nearby, for there is no one to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me like a lion that tears and roars. I have been poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has become like wax. It is melting in my inward parts. My strength has dried up like a shard, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws. You are about to reduce me to death's dust. For dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of evildoers has hemmed me in, like a lion pinning down my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look on and stare at me. They share out my clothes among themselves and cast a lot for my garment. But do not you, O Lord, be far off. Hasten, O my strength, as my help. Deliver my life from the sword, my most dear from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion and from the horns of buffaloes. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my brothers. In the midst of the convocation, I will praise you. Praise him, you who fear the Lord. Honour him, all you seed of Jacob, and revere him, all you seed of Israel. For he does not disdain or loathe the affliction of the afflicted man, and he does not hide his face from him. And when such a one cries out to him, he hears it. My praise is on account of you in a great convocation. I will fulfil my vows in the presence of those who fear him. The meek will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. May your heart live in perpetuity, and all the ends of the land will remember and return to the Lord. And all the families of the Gentiles will worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is ruler over the Gentiles. All the opulent of the earth will eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust will bow down before him. But he did not keep himself alive. A seed will serve him. It will be related concerning the Lord to a generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people reborn, for he will have accomplished this.